This is the Negative Splits Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on a special episode of the Negative Splits Podcast. My name is Glenn, and today we're going to go ad-free thanks to Squirrel's Nut Butter. So use promo code TNS20. Let's get right to the guest of honor. Mike Tyson used to be called the baddest man on the planet. I think we're talking to the baddest human on the planet right now. Right now, she's on fire. Courtney DeWalter. What's going on, Courtney?
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Now, you just had a hell of a performance at Sean O'Brien 100K. Can you talk us through, how were you feeling leading into that race? And then tell us about the recovery. How are you feeling now?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I felt really good going into it. I took off a really solid chunk of time during the holidays, so rested a lot in those last couple weeks of 2017. And then just tried to get in some good weeks of training through January, and was really excited to head to Sean O'Brien to check out the course, to run in the California sunshine. And my goal was to get a golden ticket. So that was the purpose of going there and just trying to then be as efficient as possible through the miles to try and get it. So I'm super psyched right now to be going to Western States. That's like a dream come true.
Yeah, that was gonna be my follow-up question. Is that's definitely on the plan this year?
Yeah.
Have you had an opportunity to run that course yet, or will this be your first shot at it?
This will be the first shot at it.
Nice.
Oh, this gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way you're going right now, this is the time to pounce on it. You've had a lot of success lately. Do you attribute that to, now recently you've left your full-time employment, you focused on running. Has that been a big factor in the growth that you've experienced as a runner?
I mean, it's got to factor in. I don't have like solid, you know, evidence to prove that I wouldn't have been doing these things if I was still teaching.
Right.
But it has been really wonderful to get out on the trails every single day if I want to fit in long runs whenever I want to in the week, and to be able to then be pretty stress-free in the rest of the aspects of my life. So it's been really, really an awesome opportunity to be able to just try this running thing out and see how it goes.
Nice. Now, Ultra Running Magnate named you number two female athlete. Number one, Camille Herron. Are you looking forward to a showdown with her eventually? I know she's going to try Western States. I think she's doing Comrades first, which that's such a tough turnaround. One of the greatest runners of all time, Anne Trason, she was famous for being able to do that. Is that a matchup that you look forward to?
Oh, gosh. I mean, Camille Herron is an amazing athlete. She had a really awesome, an incredible 2017, and I've been looking forward to meeting her at some point for the past couple of years. So it'll be cool to finally meet her in person. And the entire women's field for Western States is looking really stacked. Some definite legends of the sport. Like I will be shaking in my boots standing next to some of those women.
Yeah. Now I brought up Anne Trace, and back then she didn't have, I mean, there were tough competitors, but she kind of was in a league of her own. And you mentioned the stacked field. Is it neat for you to be part of this new, like, you know, a regeneration of the women's division in ultra running? It seems like there's so many great athletes, and you're seeing a lot of people, you know, make that transition from the track or a marathon world, and it's becoming very competitive.
Yeah, it's been really cool. And to just keep pushing each other to go faster and to go farther is awesome for the sport as a whole. So I'm hoping more and more women will keep jumping onto these trails and seeing what they can do.
How has it been with the mainstream success that you've kind of, or the recognition that you've been getting? You were on Joe Rogan's podcast, who gets like a ridiculous amount, like 100,000 people or 200,000 listens per episode. So that is like big exposure. Has that been interesting for you?
Yeah, it's been crazy, but really wonderful too. I've been able to chat with and exchange messages with people from all walks of life, and it's been really inspiring to be connected to so many humans in that way. Is cool.
Now, before I got before I was talking to you, I was on the treadmill for, I was complaining to you before the show, the 18 miles. And what I did, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and he goes, holy cow, it's an hour and I don't know how many minutes. It was a pretty long interview, but I have to admit, I was like yelling at my radio while I was listening to it, because him being mainstream, there were a lot of things he didn't know about the sport. So I was like, and Treason, when he was talking about, this, that, and, was it hard to not necessarily do the interview, because it's an amazing opportunity for that exposure, but there's definitely there was a gap, I think, in regards to his knowledge of, you know, the details of what you do and of how much history and there is to the sport.
Yeah, and I'm no expert on the sport either. So he was awesome. He's a really nice person, and I think it was a cool opportunity to maybe shine a little light onto the ultra running world to a crowd that's never heard of it and should, you know. It's a really cool sport. So I think it reached a lot of people who didn't even know this was a thing.
Right. Yeah. It was awesome. You came out of that so good. I was like nervous for you listening. It would be really intimidating, but you came off so natural, like a pro.
Oh gosh.
I think you did a great job representing the sport.
Thank you so much.
Collegiately, did you run or no?
No, in college I raced Nordic skiing.
Oh, okay. I mean, so that was probably a nice foundation, though, doing that.
Yeah, I mean, in high school and junior high, I ran cross country and track. And then in high school, my focus shifted to cross country ski racing. And then that's what I took to college. But it's an awesome endurance workout and still that same racing thrill. Yeah. After college, however, I then tried out some road marathons, so kind of bouncing back and forth between running and skiing.
Talk to us about your road marathon, because a lot of our listeners, we're a unique show in the sense that we don't target just ultra running fans. We had Nick Simmons on here, we've had Dean Karnazes and Jared Ward and Sarah Hall is coming on, so we have different people, worlds, and we love the road marathon. What was your experience with that? What was your time, your best time that you've done? And
oh gosh,
did you, how seriously did you pursue that?
Yeah, not seriously at all. but I just wanted something to train for. And I mean, I had been doing just casual 5K, 10K road races. So the next logical thing was trying out a marathon.
Right.
And I really loved the longer training runs, but I didn't do it justice at all as far as like probably what you should do to train for like an optimal marathon. But loved it. I thought it was so cool to travel so far with my feet and, and I had no idea there were races that were even longer. So it was a cool intro, a gateway into, then just snowballing to 50K, 50 mile, all of those pieces.
Now, your husband, he's a runner as well. Did he expose you to the ultra community, or is that something you just found on your own from doing the marathons and you said, okay, there's a 50K? And how did you make that transition into the ultra world?
Yeah, I did a couple marathons, loved them. And then there happened to be a trail 50K near where I was living, which didn't sound like that many more miles to do. So I was like,
all
right,
five more miles, right?
Yeah. Let's try that. And once I did that one, I mean, I haven't gone back to the road since, because there were just so many options after that for trail running and the types of trails, and the distances just kept, I mean, my brain exploded with all of the types of races there are.
Do you think that fits your personality better too, the trail scene with, one of the things, again, referencing back to Joe Rogan, he kind of was trying to egg you on to be like aggressive or acknowledge that you crushed people, and you're very humble and you're like, you know, I'll admit I had a good day. That's as far as you go. Now, the road world is really, you know, it's different in regards, I think, with the competitiveness. It's nasty sometimes, you see, with the elbowing, and you don't really see that as much in the ultra world. Was that one of the things that appealed to you?
Yeah, I love the ultra community. The people are fantastic humans and are always ready to lend a hand if you're face planted in a mud puddle, or to give you tips on, you know, what's worked for them. So it's been such a cool community to try and start to meet and be a part of.
Now, you did Moab 240, I think. Is it 240?
Yep, it's called 240. It's 238 miles.
You did that. Then you broke the 24-hour record running. You're really kicking butt. Do you have any fear, though? Because there have been runners who have had really brilliant windows, and it closes due to burnout. Is that something that you recognize with your training, or you do things to help avoid?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be just a flash in the pan. You know, I don't want to burn out. So I don't have a training plan, but I just listen to my body every day with every run that I do. And when I head out the door, I don't even necessarily know what I'm doing that day. I kind of let my legs decide and my body and my brain. Like, sometimes it's mental fatigue. So I'm trying really hard to listen to myself and to make sure I'm not just burying myself in the ground. And I'm like dispersing rest periods throughout the year. Whenever I feel like I need them, I put running on the furthest back burner that I've got and focus on other things for a while just to keep it fresh.
Has your success surprised you at how good you are at this sport?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I feel like I still have so much to learn. I'm still trying to soak up all the brilliance from the amazing athletes that I encounter and the people that I meet.
Would you consider using a coach down the road?
I mean, I'm not against it. I just right now really love figuring it out myself. And I love the unstructured, no plan plan that I'm kind of following. So currently I have no desire. If down the line I'm like lacking motivation, or I want to just try something new, or I'm suddenly like falling off, then I might consider it. Yeah.
Do you do track workouts like for your, you know, to improve turnover and things like that? Or do you stay strictly to the trails?
I don't do track workouts. But I run the roads sometimes or bike paths. I'm not against running the roads. I like them too. But primarily stay on the trails.
Wow. It's amazing. Just because, you know, we talk to so many different people, and it's just cool to see, you know, there's so many different ways to get to a result. And some people are so structured. You talk to, Sage Kennedy or someone like that, who is like very regimented sounding, and like he has all these workouts. You know, he's been very successful. And we talk to you, who's been very successful, but you do it more your own way. So it's really cool to see, like, you can still get the same result, but just different approaches.
Yeah, I think that's the cool part of the sport is there's no like concrete way to be your best, and it's just figuring out your path to whatever distance you want to cover.
Right. Now, we have a Facebook group, and I told them, I spoiled it and said, hey, we got Courtney coming on. Does anyone have any questions? So I'm going to get some of their questions if you're willing to answer them.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So if they're bad, I'm blaming them, but they're probably better questions than I would come up with. The first one is from Jonathan Levette. So we got a question from Jonathan. He said, Billy Yang's latest film is titled The Why, and he seeks to explore the question of why we do these wild feats of endurance. So I'm curious as to what your why is.
Yeah, so first of all, if you haven't watched Billy Yang's video, The Why, you absolutely should. And any of his other short films or any of the stuff he's doing, he's an amazing person. But my why right now is to just figure out what I'm capable of in both the physical realm and the mental piece of it, and to keep pushing my limits. And I think all people, everyone can do that in whatever avenue they want to. And mine is currently in the running avenue. So just continuing to search out and figure out what's possible.
When you're not running, do you watch running related videos, or do you try to, is your training enough where you have to have other endeavors in life, or are you curious to watch other things?
Oh yeah, I love watching them. I think like the one about the Barkley was really cool. Billy Yang stuff is cool. And just like getting to know those athletes or those people and races a little bit differently, or a little bit more than just hearing their results or seeing their name.
Nice. Now we have another question. It's from Patrick Karen. Patrick is a Northeast ultra running beast over here. We're going to send him over to the West Coast and have him. He's got to represent us. I think he's our best hope. You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, that's our hope.
He's amazing.
So he has a couple questions for you, and it's kind of springboarding off of you saying that you like the Barclays Marathon documentary. He wants to know if you would consider competing in that race and becoming the first female finisher. Another listener kind of piggybacks off that and says, Laz has been pretty clear in his opinion that a woman would really never be able to finish the five loops.
Well, the Barkley is definitely something that is intriguing to me. I would need to figure out some map reading skills. Yeah. but yeah, I look forward to meeting Laz sometime and hopefully getting myself to the Barkley one of these years.
Nice. Now, Patrick also wants to know what your goal is at Western States. What do you hope to achieve? Are you going for the win, being your first year?
I mean, I'm gonna try and put together my best day. So I'm going to be working towards training and getting myself to that starting line in my best physical and mental form that I can be in, and then just being as efficient as possible through the race. So we'll see. 100 miles. There's lots of of things you can't predict, but I will be. It's one of my goal races for sure for the year.
All right, another question. Ryan Horner, he wants to know, he said, with such a packed schedule, I'm curious as to whether she's ever felt the red line at all.
The red line, like during a race or after?
I think he means with your schedule, like doing too many races together, or just maybe, too much stuff in life. Have you ever felt almost on the verge of burnout?
I would say last year it started to get a little bit tricky to juggle all of the pieces. But since I've had this opportunity to step out of the classroom, it's been pretty stress-free in most aspects of my life. So just being able to invest myself fully in the running part of it has kept me away from that, I think.
All right. Now, Chris Howey, he wants to know, he's going to reference, this is one of those questions, he wants to know, running in gym shorts and a t-shirt, did you decide that you were going to wear what makes you feel comfortable, or is there an advantage that you see in wearing them?
Always the shorts.
Yeah.
No, it's total comfort for me. I mean, it's a lot of hours to be out there, and I don't want to be fidgeting with my outfit or caring about my shorts. So for me, that's pure comfort.
Nice. Now, one of the things I always ask our guests, it's usually my last question, is I give them the opportunity to give advice to our listeners. It doesn't have to be running related, or it could be life related. So if you have a piece of advice that you want to give everyone, here's your opportunity.
Oh, gosh, that's so weighted. I think we should all be just trying to get the maximum amount of enjoyment out of every aspect of our lives that we can. And to be searching for that joy, like if something isn't making you happy, to pivot and take a different route and figure out a way to put a smile on your face for that day or for that hour or whatever it is.
Nice. Now, with the ultra runners, I say this every time we interview one of them, the hard part is you end up making me like you so much that I don't know who to root for. Now, like, I was like, well, Camille was cool, and I always rooted for her. Now I'm like, I might be Team Courtney.
You don't have to pick a team.
Just enjoy, I guess, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Courtney, we appreciate you doing this. You got now three fans from Buffalo, New York, who are going to be really rooting you on for 2018. Oh, we wish you health and success.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for listening to the Negative Splits podcast. If you'd like to help the show, head over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating or review. If you'd like to contact the show, send us an email at negativesplitspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. We're the Negative Splits. And if you're on Strava, why not step up to the challenge and join the Negative Splits podcast club?